proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish holidays. At this time of the year, the Jewish people celebrate that holiday known as Purim. Purim does not comprise one of those days that God commanded the Jewish people to observe. However, Purim serves an important purpose. It commemorated the deliverance of the Jewish people from a Persian plot to exterminate them. The historical circumstances underlying Purim appeared in the Book of Esther. During the 5th century BC, King Ahasuerus of Persia promoted Haman the Agagite above the other rulers in his kingdom. Mordecai, who was Jewish, refused to bow down to Haman, as the king had commanded. Haman developed a plan to exact revenge against the Jews in general, and against Mordecai in particular. To that end, Haman cast lots, known as Pur, in order to fix upon an auspicious date to carry out his scheme. The date he selected fell during the Hebrew month of Adar, which was 11 months away from when he first developed and got approval for his plan. Haman persuaded King Ahasuerus to issue a decree that would call for the Jewish extermination in the Persian Empire. When he learned about this news, Mordecai tore his clothes and dressed in sackcloth. He went to his kinswoman Esther, who was the Persian queen, informing her about Haman's plot and pleading with her to intercede with her husband, King Ahasuerus. She was reticent at first to do so, stating that the king had not asked her to come into his presence for some time. Mordecai rebuked her, and then asked her, quote, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Ultimately, Esther acceded to Mordecai's request. She went before the king, who extended his golden scepter unto her, indicating that she would have an audience with him. She invited him to a party, he and Haman alone. At that party, she invited them to yet another festive occasion the next day. At the second party, Esther begged her husband, King Ahasuerus, to spare her life and to spare the lives of the other Jews in the Persian Empire. When that monarch asked her who would plan such an indignity against her people, Esther identified Haman as the adversary. King Ahasuerus became enraged at Haman. When he thought that Haman was trying to assault his queen, King Ahasuerus ordered Haman to be hung on the gallows, the same gallows which Haman had prepared for Mordecai. After Haman's execution, King Ahasuerus named Mordecai to replace Haman. When they heard about Haman's downfall and Mordecai's ascent, we read that, quote, "The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor," unquote. Mordecai and Esther allowed the king's original decree to stand, the decree which called for the extermination of the Jewish people. However, they had the king issue another decree, which authorized the Jewish people in the Persian Empire to defend themselves when attacked. When that fateful day arrived, the Jews' enemies gathered together to destroy them. The Jews assembled to defend themselves and overcame their foes. Moreover, the royal officials throughout the Medo-Persian Empire assisted the Jews because they feared Mordecai. Indeed, many Persians at that time converted to Judaism. If the Jews of Esther's time had not accepted divine liberation, they would have suffered. Similarly, those Jews who reject Jesus Christ as their Redeemer will experience the wrath of God for their sins. As Peter informed the Jewish council in the 4th chapter of the book of Acts, "There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." God will liberate the Jewish people, but only through Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish holidays.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.